All right, we're going to get ourselves back on track here. Jason Jones set to join us coming up here in a little bit over 10 minutes. It's cut day in the NFL. Nothing really drastic happened with the San Francisco 49ers. I think most of the big news surrounding the Las Vegas Raiders happened yesterday. That's, of course, is the acquisition of Kenny Pickett in a trade and Amari Cooper. Outside of that, I mean, I think what people were watching for, is Jake Moody going to be cut? Doesn't appear that he was, with roster at the deadline passing at 1 o'clock. Nothing of note, man.
Defensive lineman Valdez was cut. I was kind of surprised by that. I'm not going to act like I'm this know-it-all for everything, rookies and all this other stuff, but I had heard some buzz about his play in training camp and some of the things he's done in the preseason games, and I didn't expect to hear that he would be cut. So that's the most surprising thing I saw.
Yeah, they got six guys. The 49ers got six guys on the injured list to start the season. And then, of course, you've got the suspension, not just for DeMarcus Robinson, but for Isaac LaRocque. I don't know what his place is on the team right now either, but it was really just kind of a Jake Moody watch. Is Kyle Shanahan going to wind up cutting, or Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, are they going to wind up cutting Jake Moody before the season gets underway? And at least at this point, the answer is no. As of this moment, Jake Moody will be your kicker headed into the start of the season.
I would really like to know in a real candid scenario, sit down, talk to Kyle Shanahan, mm-hmm. and just please explain this to me, because I don't get it. I don't understand how I don't understand how you can confidently continue with a guy like Jake Moody as your kicker. There are guys that are on the free agent wire. There are guys that you could trade for if you needed to, or whatever, that you can go get, that maybe they don't have a super strong leg. Maybe they can't, you know, go from 59 yards. Mm-hmm. But if they can go, if their max is 52, mm-hmm. but their money from 40 in, yeah, let me go with them. Let me go with them. And they don't even have to be like 100% from 40 in. Like, I need somebody that, once again, like we've talked about before, I can confidently call certain plays, knowing that if I'm in a certain part of the field, I can at least get three out of this. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a guy almost missed I think it was a 26-yarder the other day. Yeah. I would like to know why.
It's going to cause you and 49er fans a lot of angst every time he's marched out there. And I laid this scenario out yesterday. You know, you're in tight games to start the season. You're in tight games at any point in the season, mm-hmm. but you're in a tight game in the fourth quarter. Like Kyle's going to have to know in the fourth quarter, like immediately, mm-hmm. are we going to go to Jake Moody or not? Like, do we feel like he can kick for us? Fans, I said, this is going to be the first quarter. You see Jake Moody running out on the field. Like, I know I've been with you watching the football. Oh, oh, brother. it's like every 49er fan going to take that deep sigh. They're gonna watch that kick like I watched Tony Romo fumble the snap. Just head down, just listening to the commentary. If it's a home game, hoping the crowd erupts, hoping the announcer says, and it's good, it's 3-0, 6-0, 10-0, whatever. And that... It feels like, because of the erratic nature of Moody, that, you know, you and Kyle kind of said this yesterday, you in particular, that just might be the case all year. Like, he could be playing great, but he misses two of three, and it's that old brother, here we go. And
this guy stinks.
This guy sucks. And, yeah, Kyle Shanahan, I'm putting myself in the most difficult spot. And if you march him out there in the first quarter, you know, in that game a little under 2 weeks away, and he misses, and the fourth quarter comes around,
yeah.
and it's 17-17 or it's 17-20, yeah, you start calling plays different because you don't feel like you can go to your kicker.
Yeah.
And that's, it puts Kyle Shanahan in a tough spot, but it puts Brock Purdy in a tough spot. It puts that entire offense in a tough spot.
And the killer is he's willingly doing this. He's not being forced. You're the decision maker.
But here's here, I guess in defense of Kyle Shanahan, don't mean to anger TC if he's listening. Different doesn't mean better. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Can Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch assess the situation and go, there is a better kicker out here than Jake Moody? Or can they just go, well, there's a different kicker out here than Jake Moody and determine that that works for them?
You're 100% correct.
Yes, I am. Thank
you. But we laid it out yesterday.
Yes, we did.
When I said, I can't imagine a scenario where I was like, man, I'd rather have Moody other than this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. Yeah. I can't imagine that. I've lived that for the last two seasons. No, I'm not. There are guys that will be inaccurate. There will be guys that, you know, will struggle to make a kick. I can't. We saw guys on the team when Moody was hurt. I was like, ah, he doesn't have the biggest leg, but it's fine. Like, yeah. He did good. Like, I wouldn't be mad if you stayed with this guy, you know, when Moody got healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not sure why he's going that route. I also look at it for Jake Moody, and he's never going to feel comfortable. He's never going to feel supported, at least by the fan base, because everybody's going to continue to wait for that next shoe to drop at all times, including him.
Yeah, but that might be the nature of kickers to a certain degree. Like, you've got to make the kick that you're thrown out there for. Like, if he hits a game winner week one, he's going to get cheered.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if this is what you mean. The second he misses one, he's going to get booed.
Yeah.
And he's just going to have to, you know, for a guy who said his confidence was shaky, he's going to have to find a way to deal with that. For as long as he's on this team, he's going to have to find a way to deal with it.
I want him out of here.
Say his name three times like Candyman and he'll appear. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm all right. Just tapping in with the homies, listening to y'all, man, vibing. I've seen a little roster, the 53, man. That's a joke, right? So we're gonna see how it pan out, bro. We're gonna see. We should have hollered at the boy Cooper. I didn't have a problem with signing Cooper, right? But I guess that's Jed standing on business, talking about we ain't gonna spend no money, Kyle. You gotta work with what you got. We brought Sala back. Hey. Work with what you got, dude. Get it done. So I'm with that, if that's the case.
Just help.
As
help
far
your,
as the king.
Help. No. I don't need the kings. I don't need the kings. Help your brother out here real quick. You said the roster is a joke?
Yes.
The roster is a joke.
Yes. The roster, because okay. I feel like it was pieces out there, bro, that we could have added. I know we got BJ, man, but Cooper, there was a couple of the names out there that we could have tapped in. If we're thinking about going all in, right, I'm coming from an all-in standpoint. You get me, D-Lo?
I got you.
KC? So I'm going to let it ride out, bro. I'm not going to call every day and be like, I'm going to let it pan out. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of all this, we're going to sit down and we're going to have our conversation. As far as the Kings, is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead, Coach.
Go ahead, TC.
Thank you, D-Lo. So let's check it out. As far as the Kings, bro, I'm still standing on that, D-Lo. And this ain't got nothing. I'm still standing on Westbrook bringing him in and figuring everything out, S out on the back end. I know you said it's not that easy as far as signing somebody, but if he locked in and we give him a contract, bro, we can bring him in, and then we just got to, Doug, Scott, BJ, everybody else, bro, we just going to worry about the minutes and feelings and all that on the back end, but get that dude in the building, bro. If he's not already in the building, I'm standing on that, D-Lo.
Okay. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. He's standing on business. Kyle Shanahan wouldn't stand on business. John Lynch wouldn't stand on business. Jason Jones will, though.
He said it's a joke.
That's why I was like, wait, did he say the roster is a joke? He did. In fact, he did. Sports Talk in TC on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jason Jones joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Man, Jason Jones set to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get his thoughts on what his Raiders did today. I think he wrote about the that Cowboys doc too over at the Athletic.
Still slacking. I only finished episode 3 yesterday. And that stupid ending to it where he goes, and Jimmy said everything that was encompassing. How about them Cowboys? And cut off. Boy, I wish Jerry Rice. Oh, I said, I can't wait to get to the next episode. We beat that ass. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy that.
I can't wait for that. Yeah.
You're going to enjoy that.
You know what else I can't wait for?
What was the game that, I want you. Mm. What was the game? I thought it was the Cowboys game, but maybe it was the Super Bowl. Where the thing was, Steve Young got the monkey off of his back.
Oh, no, it was Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
okay.
The Chargers.
Because I kept thinking they're going to show that.
Get this monkey off my back.
Corny ass Steve. Go ahead.
Please, Steve, out of
go ahead.
This.
Go ahead, man.
Leave one of the goats out of
I like Steve Young. I like Steve Young.
I also like Prize Picks. Love me some Prize Picks, man. And I already mentioned it yesterday. I'm gonna make sure this is like the lineup of the week.
Okay.
You guys tap in with us. We're gonna have a new lineup of the week.
Okay.
And it's for that big Texas Ohio State game this Saturday morning out here on the West Coast. I got Texas winning.
Cannot wait.
That's gonna be fire. Absolute fire. But they got my man Arch Manning. I got him at less than 30.5 pass attempts. I got Jeremiah Smith, more than 5.5 receptions. I got Julian Sain at less than 1.5 pass touchdowns. And I got my man Quintravion. I was looking to see if you would look up.
That's you call him Trey.
No, Quintravion. I think they call him Trey, though. My man Quintravion Wisner. I got him at more than half a rush or receiving touchdown. That's okay. The lineup. It's on and popping. This is what you need to be doing. You need to be tapped in with Prize Picks. Download the app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your lineup instantly with that promo code, with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly on your lineup with your first $5 lineup. Visit Prize Picks for more details. You must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, run your game. Securing the Bagley with a second win this year.
Sham of a league.
This is going to be disrespectful. So whoever the Dodgers are playing, you're going to wear the hat? We doing?
It's a coincidence. I don't have no Padres hat.
This has happened pretty often.
I don't have no Padres hat. I don't have no Padres hat. And I'm not getting one either.
Jason is right. My boy. Jason is right. It does happen a lot.
It's happened twice. This is the second time.
Sure. I believe you.
Hey, like I said, Padres need to do the Lord's work, handle business, put them bums in the wild card game.
Unlike the Giants, who couldn't do the Lord's work last week.
Well, they haven't.
Thank God
they've been sinning a lot lately.
A real baseball team.
They've been sinning a lot. They need Wednesday and Sunday service.
Mm. That's tough. Dodgers got one last night, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, the Padres lost.
Padres lost to your boy.
Yeah,
got him.
My man.
Yeah,
that's my man.
Big Mariners fan, Damian Barling.
I'm with that. I can support that. They're a real franchise, you know.
What the hell? When have they ever won anything? What are you talking about?
I mean, great stadium, great fans there, great people. Love it up there.
Great food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What do you mean a real franchise? Well, they ain't won nothing.
So?
I don't think they've even been to a World Series. They're one of like three teams. Never even been to a World Series.
I don't care. They're greatest players in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, okay. That's different.
Is Mike Piazza in the Hall of Fame?
It is different.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think he is, actually.
Yeah, interesting. Why? I don't know why. That's.
I'm struggling over here.
Hey, put us through a car wash real quick.
I don't know what's going on over here.
Jay, what do you think about your new backup quarterback and your new wide receiver in Las Vegas?
Well, if the quarterback ever has to play, we're probably in trouble anyway.
Facts. Yeah.
So, but at least you have, I guess, like a fighting chance as opposed to a rookie. Mm. And I don't think P. Pickett is any worse than Aiden O'Connell. I mean, I think Raider fans, I don't know what this weird fascination with us. They're like a small but vocal sect of Raider fans who really believe Aiden O'Connell is really, really, really good.
Don't listen.
And I'm like, I don't get it. Maybe I don't know what y'all saw that I've missed in the last 2 years, but okay. Believe what you will. You know, and I mean, you know, I mean, it's kind of, Amari Cooper is a cool story. I mean, not about, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I don't know. I know he's at the same Amari Cooper that John Gruden traded for that DB who couldn't tackle in the first. They took him the first round, but sorry, I just had a real bad flashback of that guy in that Miami game where Gruden's draft picks were just terrible. I'm like, the only thing that can beat you is deep. Why are you biting on the on a short route when they can only beat you deep? Yeah, God, that guy was a terrible GM.
He was awful at everything, for being honest.
God, I mean, I was just like, you knew it was bad when he had the fourth pick and took the fourth best lineman on Clemson's D-line.
Jeez.
Like, there's four of them. Give me that one.
Mm. All bad. All bad. Yeah. Do you you seen the Raiders play preseason-wise? You seen the training camp under Pete Carroll? What are your expectations? What are you hoping to see this year from this Raiders group?
Better than last year. I mean, I'm pretty realistic about the situation. One of the toughest divisions in the NFL. You've upgraded quarterback. You know, I like Genty. I don't know about the offensive line just yet. I think they lost a lot of key pieces on defense. I didn't like losing Spillane. I don't know what the Christian Wilkins deal was or the weirdness with that, but that's, I mean, say what you want about whatever his weirdness is, he is still a pretty good player. So I've got some concerns. I want to see how it all plays out, but I think, you know, just with the change in coach and upgraded quarterback, there's no reason why they can't be competitive at least and, you know, be around that 7-9 win range. I think, you know, to me, that's a fair goal for them, just be in that 7-9 win range.
Okay. What's your biggest – you said they got some concerns. What's your biggest concern with the Raiders right now?
I'd say probably I still have worry about the secondary. I mean, I probably the biggest one would be the secondary.
Okay, that's it. I thought the offensive line would be problematic, but I actually think it's a little better than I originally thought. Like the makeup of it, like, hey, they might be all right if you can keep Geno upright.
I think what helped the offensive line a lot is that last year they had zero passing threat, so you could. I mean. That was one of the worst passing attacks I've ever seen. And I covered the Raiders that gave up, 72 sacks in a season. So I've seen some bad passing. Somebody just flashed a stat about that team today. They had, 7 passing touchdowns on, 24 picks.
Jeez. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
Do you we've talked a couple of different times on the show about like the process of what the Raiders are doing, getting Pete Carroll, getting Geno Smith, and not really having a lot of guys that you would think would be there for the future. Obviously, Genty and Max, but like with a quarterback and coach, it's like a right now thing. So it makes us wonder, do they have a plan for the future? Do you look at the Raiders like that, or do you think maybe this is Pete Carroll doing what he does while he's here and a possible succession plan somewhere along
the line? I think it's the latter. I think they had to really try to reset that culture. You had to get some type of stability in there. I mean, I think last year the Antonio Pierce ride ended up being like this crazy. I think you couldn't have guessed some of the, kind of the weird decision-making moments you would have. But I think we knew we were in trouble when they hired Getsy as the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you don't have a quarterback. Well, they tried to get Justin Fields, but of course Justin Fields doesn't want to play for Luke Getsy again. Mm-hmm. You know, it just seemed like, he thought he was going to get, what's our guy who's in Washington as the coordinator, and that didn't happen. I think, you know, I think if anything, what Pete has shown he can do is he can kind of establish something. And I think if you just kind of get that base of a solid culture there, even if Pete's only there 3 years or whatever, whoever comes in next is starting off in a much better space. And I think, you'll have to eventually get a quarterback. I don't think Geno's going to pull a Tom Brady and play till he's 45. But, yeah. I think in today's NFL, things can turn around quick. So I'm not mad at them for thinking, let's try to get this thing turned around. I don't think in the NFL you ever think about doing like a 5-year rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got a quarterback, got a running back. You still got one of the best defenders in the NFL on the defensive line. You know, things can change quickly. I mean, this team was it 3 years ago was in the playoffs? Was it 3 or 4 years ago they were in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
And that team was supposed to be a playoff team, and they made the playoffs and were, you know, a very bad play call away from beating Cincinnati in Cincinnati. Hmm. Yeah, and I'll never forgive them for running a route for Darren Waller. It was short of the end zone, and you needed a damn touchdown.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get to the end zone. Hey, run a route 3 yards short of the end zone.
Trying to get that yak, baby. Trying to get that yak.
Yeah, you know, very Raider way of handling it. But, you know, I'm optimistic. You know, like I said, you know, it's a tough division. KC still has that deal with Satan, so they'll probably win 13 games again one way or another.
When does that expire? When does that run out?
When Patrick Mahomes retires.
Well, the tough part is, too, now they're singing the Bo Nix praises, and Sean Payton is back to being a genius, and Denver's cooking. And then you got KC's Lord and Savior down there in Los Angeles. That's the makings of a brutal division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my solace is that, you know, well, I can't even take solace in that because, well, at the NFL level, at least Pete was a nemesis to Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. What's that space for?
Did Harbaugh win a Super Bowl?
He did not win a Super Bowl. Won a national championship, though.
Put some respect on Pete's name, then.
Ironically, they both had questions around them winning national championships.
Hey, come to think about it, they both did the same thing. They're like, investigation, I'm going to the NFL. I'm out of here.
Two words, I'm gone.
He said, should the NFL punish Jim Harbaugh? I was like,
yes.
What are you going to do?
Yes.
No.
Suspend him.
What?
For life.
Suspend Jim Harbaugh.
This was
coaches need to learn.
Self-inflicted.
Well, my favorite part of that whole scandal was that these guys were doing all this Stein stealing or whatever, and nobody at Michigan knew we had no idea. What?
No clue.
Yeah, he was rogue. He went rogue.
He just decided on his own. Guess what I'm going to do?
We didn't even use his notes.
I just started going to games on my own to go get some.
Just happened to win every game he went to. Didn't use any of his notes.
I still hadn't seen that Untold yet.
Meanwhile, the brother took over. He gets a spin.
Well, that guy.
Well, he sucks, too.
That guy. He did get that boy Bryce Underwood, though. Starting QB on Saturday. Let's go, boy. Hey, number one QB Underwood. in the country. Huh?
That kid related to Blair Underwood?
You never know.
Hopefully that game's
in the heat
not
of the
on.
Night.
Hopefully that game's not on Fox. You might not be able to see it if you got YouTube TV.
I'm getting sick of it because they stopped doing this around football season. I went to YouTube TV last year over this stuff. Now it's like, oh, great.
Not to mention YouTube TV is like $85 now. Like,
yeah.
You got to be kidding me. And I will break up with your ass with a quickness.
I don't watch a lot of those channels. I really don't. If it wasn't for local news and the local channel, like, I might have been gone. I might still leave.
You need to get
an
antenna.
I'm
going to
miss Fox News if I can't watch it, though.
No. We are Jason, big Fox News guy.
Big crush. What am I going to do?
Big Fox.
I can't do without the old Hannity show or whatever it's called.
Speaking of Fox News, it works. Let's talk about a team you normally don't talk about, and it's the Cowboys. Mm. You wrote pretty extensively about that docuseries on Netflix, if you can call it that. I'm not sure what the proper term for what that was on Netflix, but what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was there's I think around episode 4 or 5, it gets into like the good stuff. You know, I found the whole Jimmy and Jerry part real fascinating, the way mm-hmm. the way they aired it. It'd be like Jimmy says something, then Jerry says, my favorite line was when Jimmy says that Jerry has a something about he likes to basically embellish, or he can't remember the truth or something like that. Like he has a bad relationship with the truth.
I think he said misinterpret the facts.
Misinterpret the facts. That's what it was. You know, Michael Irvin talking about, I was the president of the White House.
Yeah, he went in. I haven't gotten to that part yet. I heard he went in.
Yeah, Michael Irvin, yeah.
No, yeah, what you want to know?
I was like, the fact that Michael Irvin's wife did not harm him is a miracle.
Man. Michael Irvin's wife's response to all of that was one of the highlights of the documentary. She wasn't on camera for it, but Michael told the story. And it's like, oof.
I'd have been scared of her. I would have never slept. She couldn't have made me dinner or nothing. I'd have been like, no, I'm cool, babe. I'm cool. Somebody could be that calm when you're on trial for like doing. You're at like the residence inn doing cocaine with strippers on the regular.
Crazy.
And the cool part about it was he would do that and be at practice first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Out there laughing at the conditioning drills. That was, yeah, they were, you know, there to me, there were a lot of cool little things like that. I guess to me, Michael Irvin was like the star. It's because Michael Irvin just doesn't care. He'll tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys had some NDAs at home because they mentioned the White House. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't speak on that. I don't know. I thought the Barry Switzer, Charles Haley thing is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how they were, you know, because I think especially back then, folks basically laughed at Barry Switzer the whole time, like this is a joke. But to kind of see, like, especially that Haley thing, and then hearing the backstory of how Switzer's mom, how she died, and clearly she had some mental health issues, and how he was able to connect with Charles Haley in a way that nobody else did. And I've heard some Charles Haley stories that weren't even in the doc. So that stuff they were talking about in the doc, I was like, sounds on brand.
Did you, and you guys can both kind of talk about this, did it seem as though Jimmy and Jerry are in a good place?
Now?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think they both realized they're closer to death. you know what I mean? I think it was they're both like, what are we doing? It's time to put this behind us. But they even showed a clip like Jerry was mad about, like, it seems to stem like with the Herschel Walker thing and whose idea the trade was.
It's the dumbest thing. To me, I was like, they're way more alike than they are different.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what kind of came across to me is like, they're way more alike than they both wanted credit.
Jimmy, that's right. Yeah. They both wanted credit. Yep.
Generally in sports, the thinking is that when we win, we'll all get credit. So, and it's like Jimmy, the part where Jimmy says, yeah, we won the Super Bowl. Everybody wanted more money and everybody wanted this. I'm like, but you wanted more credit too. Yeah. Like, I don't think Jimmy took a pay cut because they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like, then you see how they, you know, they were roommates in college and you go through all that stuff again. It's like, yeah, they're way more alike than they were different. It's just, yeah, I was like, who cares who got credit over the Herschel Walker trade? Like, they're the part where they're like, Jerry gets mad. Jimmy's talking about the trade again.
That's right, yeah.
Jimmy, the trade was like 20 years ago.
Yep, just furious.
About that trade, that was me. It's like, And the fact that Jerry goes back to crediting the GM he fired for the idea.
Oh, that Saturday night massacre was crazy when I saw that. When he just fired everybody, mm-hmm. all the front office. I think they fired like the lead guy for the cheerleaders or something crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Everybody.
The lead guy for the cheerleaders.
This is funny, Jerry.
This guy from Arkansas came here. These Arkansas people are here.
You know what I didn't know was, and again, I was really young at the time. I didn't know how influential Jerry was. This all started back when Fox News lover Jason Jones mentioned he'll miss Fox News when this deal goes awry.
Where
with YouTube TV.
Without them.
Jerry was the one who brought Rupert Murdoch the NFL.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like he was talking about they were talking about the Fox NFL relationship that started because of Jerry Jones.
Man.
That's
Jerry
crazy.
A lot of power.
Yeah.
And he was right with a lot of this stuff, like with building the league, building
virtually
the brand,
all of it.
He was right.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, I'll go get a deal with Nike. It's like, you can't. And it's crazy. You look back now. What was it called? Like blah, blah, blah apparel.
Yeah.
It was like, you guys were really going to be like, but we've got to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have Logo Athletic. We can't do a deal with Nike.
They put swooshes everywhere in Texas Stadium.
They put concessions with a swoosh on.
Is real. He's a legit genius.
He
like
is.
Or that, was.
That's
like,
his gift.
He is a forward-thinking businessman.
Mm-hmm. Even his like his graduate school thesis on the marketing of sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like, he's been the same guy forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's always thinking, well, how can we make money off of this? And then even the whole holdout, I still wasn't making money. And it's like, come on. All you selling, I see everybody in town wearing my jersey. You ain't making no money. You can't pay me. And then you see the contracts of the running backs. It was like, you couldn't make sense to pay him in the same range as Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas.
Mm. And it was
like, why was it so hard? But Jerry still makes it hard. He could have signed Micah Parsons 4 or 5 months ago.
Right. That's just what he loves, this stuff. He loves it.
He loves the – he believes in the – no, I interviewed the directors for the story. They said they sit down with Jerry. He said, normally you got to tell the person you're interviewing, here's what we're thinking. They said Jerry comes in like, we've got this, we've got this, we got drama, we got this. Like, Jerry knows how to keep the Cowboys for better or for worse on our TVs. I did one story, I talked to a TV executive, and he said his dream scenario for ratings would be the Cowboys week one through the Super Bowl every week. He said because whether they're good or bad, people tune in.
Wow.
Yeah, they do. They do. Mm-hmm. They something that always kind of happens when a doc or a series like this happens is we start to say, like, well, man, what do we want to – who would we want to see, you know, what team, franchise would we want to see get a docuseries like that? Is there anybody that you'd have in mind? We got the Lakers mm-hmm. joint. We've got – do we have a Yankees one? I know Steinbrenner and Billy Martin got the little thing, but – I don't know.
You got the Jeter thing.
Jeter, yeah.
You got the Jeter.
The Patriots got one.
We got a Patriots one.
Yawn.
Nobody want to watch the Patriots.
You know what's going to be. Oh, no, I can't even believe I'm saying this. You know what's coming down the pipe in about 5 years?
What?
It's going to be that damn Warriors one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
It's going to be that damn Warriors
now. Oh, Draymond gonna go in on that.
Oh, golden standard.
Whole episode on Draymond and Jordan Poole, and then Draymond and KD. And it's gonna be like a Draymond conflict episode, and it's gonna be like you're gonna have like all these teammates saying the time Draymond did this, the time Draymond did this. You're gonna have people. It's gonna, you know.
And I guarantee Steve Kerr is still gonna be on camera defending his ass. And that'll be the documentary where the revelation comes out where Steph Curry says, I wanted him gone after 15.
I was sick of his ass.
I wanted him gone.
And they're going, you know, they can interview DeMarcus talking about what it was like to play with Draymond, and KD will sit down and be even more just like, he'll be KD, and you know, we can get JaVale and Nick Young to sit down for, you know, go all over the place. Bob Myers.
A Heatles one might be pretty good. Talk about getting LeBron, him being there, and then him leaving. Like,
that won't happen because LeBron's probably going to have his own 10-part series on his own career.
It's going to be a 23-part series that airs on Uninterrupted.
This is going to be a year long, like, yeah, for 52 weeks, new episode.
We're going to get LeBron from birth to, like, age 50. Like, what were you like in the fourth grade, LeBron?
When LeBron met Rich will be the
whole episode.
The Warren Moon jersey that started it all.
Decision one, to leave Cleveland. Decision two, to return. Decision three, to leave again.
I always knew Rich was going to be, like, the best agent in the NBA. Like, when I met him in the seventh grade, I said, this guy's going to be the best agent in the NBA. Yeah.
Saw him in that Warren Moon jersey and knew.
He admits in the documentary that, though he was surprised AD was traded, he was gone because he's like, yeah, he kept getting hurt, man, and I just couldn't deal with that no more. You know?
Did you know?
I get why Rob did it. If it, like, works out well, like, beyond this, like, next couple of years, he'd be like, I get why he did it. You know, AD's my boy, but I get, you know.
Did you know who's represented by Clutch? Coach Brendan Marion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Shout out, Coach. Saw a video interview with him the other
Coach
day.
And Doug.
Yeah.
Doug Christie is, too.
Yeah, okay. Clutch is all everywhere.
Aren't you represented by Clutch?
I'm not. No. You know, I'll talk to Rich, though.
There's rumors.
I'll talk to him.
There's rumors around the building. That
Rich Paul was calling. Rich is a cool. I like.
Oh no! Jason freeze!
What just happened? What is happening right now? Is that us? Oh, did they? Hey, did they? Did you guys not pay the internet bill?
Sorry, I'm just like, okay.
Nah, did they get switched around on your screen too?
I don't know what's going on.
I think someone forgot to pay the internet bill here at Odyssey. Hey. Get the card that didn't bounce and pay the bill, please.
Now it's like flipped.
Okay. Yeah. See.
I don't know, man. What?
Jason, back over here. Maybe we can get a documentary on how the Dodgers got Shohei Ohtani without actually paying him.
Well, then just call him the gambler. Call Shohei the man.
We're not going to throw reckless accusations out there. No. Shohei is no Malik Beasley. You know, he's been cleared too. They cost all that money to be.
They never.
Our bad.
Yeah, they never. Man. They never even approached Shohei. Like, oh, hey, Shohei, why is this? Oh, you know what? It's cool. It's fine. It's Shohei. It's fine, man. It's fine.
Yeah, Shohei didn't know what was happening. He didn't know. I believe him.
He just plays baseball. He don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's all he does. Yeah, just plays baseball. He's not in charge of that stuff.
What?
I still think what they did to poor Malik though.
Yeah,
put that man in the street. Man's been evicted. They said everyone knows he didn't pay his barber. My man, everybody knows he didn't pay the dentist. And the contact, he was waiting on to get it to pay everyone. He can't because they were like, "You're a gambler."
Damn. What do you think? Do you think he gets like a regular contract, like a mid level or something like that?
I don't even know if there's any what's even out there at this point. Like. He might be one of those guys who gets like a vet minimum.
He legit might be a vet minimum guy. Oof. For a year.
That's cruel. Because remember all that money that Detroit was going to pay, and they ended up giving it to, what was it, Duncan or whoever it was they traded for and all that, because they were like, we're not going to have him.
I mean,
we all have issues and stuff, but would you hate to be known as the person who didn't pay the barber for like forever? But I still don't feel like you should have to pay the barber, because if I don't pay you and you continue to cut my hair, at some point that's your fault.
Either would you want to be Malik Beasley, the guy who didn't pay the barber, or the barber that allowed him to rack up a $26,000 bill?
I'm like,
what are you doing?
After a haircut number 24, you're like, I'm telling you, I got you when I get paid on the 15th.
I need to go to his shop. I'll just get free cuts forever.
I got you next time, homie.
Who had, and I genuinely don't know the answer to that. I think I know. I just can't remember the exact number. Who had a more catastrophic bag fumble? Beasley or Miles Bridges? It was Bridges, wasn't it? Wasn't Bridges like max deal conversation?
Yeah.
Now, he wound up getting a healthy contract a couple of years later. But I think it was, let me pull up.
Don't forget your boy Dennis Schroeder in that.
What was his, 80?
Yeah, I think it was 80.
I think it was four and 80.
Man. I still don't think that's Miles Bridges.
Has Schroeder gotten to 80 though? He's recouped that money. Maybe it took him a couple years longer.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think he ever sniffed that. Not even close.
I think he probably got to like 50 or 60.
You got to remember too, he would have got that like in a 4-year window.
Right. Took more years.
Let's take a quick look. I'm a Dennis Schroeder fan. This is a cold exercise, so I'm sorry to my brother, but let's take a look here.
This is colder than pocket watching.
Yeah, this is the dark side of pocket watching. Vice is gonna do a series on this. The dark side of pocket watching. When this Kings deal is done, I don't remember what the details of the 2027 year are. He will have earned $147.5 million.
He'll be all right.
Where are the Lakers? There are the Lakers right there in
2020. Yeah. Well, that's the one he was going to sign in 2021.
So so that would have been $80 million. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get it?
Nah. It's not even.
Took like a minimum deal in Boston, and then he went back to the Lakers on a cheap deal.
I think over the last 5 years, 4 years, I think it's about $32 million he's earned. So instead of 80 and some change now over that stretch, it's about 32.
Yeah, he's still making up for it.
I mean, this Kings deal is the best deal that he signed.
And I couldn't remember what it was. It was, I know it was 14 over 3 years, right? Like 14 per over 3 years. Yeah. That's why I thought maybe he would have gotten a little close to the 80. But,
nah.
But he had some minimums like right after that.
Lot of minimums after that. He got some, and it's hard to tell because he gets traded every year. It's hard to.
Man, if he gets traded again this season, I'm going to like kick something.
I don't know. I don't even know who he signs these contracts with because he gets traded so often because he's on. And people say, like, how good can Dennis Schroeder be? He gets traded so often. Well, look at the teams, and he's getting traded because his contract is affordable. Yeah. And the other team is trying to acquire him. And
he has an affordable contract, and he can help you.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, that's a pretty bad fumble. But in Dennis's, I guess, defense, he's continuing to play and making up for that money. One Kings fans are very familiar with. I don't know how much Bonzi made after that. Thank you, but no thank you that he took. Again, dark side of pocket watching coming to
the Von Erickson's.
Didn't they say Sprewell was like, I got to feed my family, then never got another contract?
That was a classic. The epic, I got to feed my family line.
He made money after this, but don't forget Patrick Ewing. We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money too.
That's got to be with the
Well, you know what, Patrick? I spend a lot of money and don't make a lot of money. So what do we do about my situation?
That's an all-timer right there. And if we have a WNBA lockout, who's going to be our Patrick Ewing?
Somali.
Who's gonna say something this legendary like that?
There's gonna be like 10 of them that are gonna say something legendary like
Patrick
that.
Patrick was trying to garner sympathy by saying that. Sir, what?
It's like, well, what's the issue? You know how hard it is to spend $2 million
trying to garner understanding. Like, you guys got to understand.
So
we spend a lot of money too.
Jason, we'll let you go after this. Here's the the AI write-up of Latrell Sprewell.
Oh.
Latrell Sprewell's final NBA contract offer was 3 years, $21 million with the Minnesota Timberwolves, which he famously declined, stating the amount wasn't enough to feed his family. He turned down several other deals, refusing to sign for anything less than what he felt he deserved. He subsequently retired in 2005.
Oh, Spree. Spree.
Oh, my brother. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you. Keep up the great work over at The Athletic, man. We're locked in.
All right. Time for me to go play some more video games for work.
There you go.
That's what you got to do. Good job.
Not a bad life right there. Not a bad life right there.
That's the way you got to do it.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Jay.
All right, dog.
Jason Jones, apparently a video game article coming to
man.
Coming to The Athletic.
NCAA, one of the two.
Didn't even dawn on me. When that YouTube email went out that Ohio State and Michigan play at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning on Fox. You bitches who run Google, you've got 3 days to fix this.
Figure it out.
Because there's already incentive for me to sign up for Hulu Live. Now, I know Hulu Live costs the same thing, but with the ESPN and the little discounts you get with the Disney Plus and fam, you've got 3 days.
Mm. Yeah, I might be off anyway, man. Hulu Live got local.
Of course it does.
Yeah, man.
Of course it does.
I might be off that, man. Save me a couple dollars. I might be off that. Sorry, YouTube TV.
I don't think it's going to save you anything. I think it's going to cost the same amount.
Do they? They do bundle.
They will bundle all of the.
That's what I was thinking.
All of the. And you can watch WWE again, because right now you can't watch it on YouTube.
YouTube.
Or with the YouTube login, I should say.
YouTube, they're the only ones with, multi-view, though, huh? Does Hulu Live got that? Because multi-view is kind of clutch.
Good question. Season. No answer. Yeah. I don't have an answer.
YouTube got that during college football season. They got the multi-view thing going on, so that's a
good one. But okay, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Well, we're here and we only have like 30 seconds. Hulu Live multi-view.
I know ESPN has it
to get,
but it's only ESPN channels.
I don't think it does. Yeah.
Scooter says Hulu does not have multi-view.
Why isn't there a perfect streaming service out there?
Right. Everybody always
We're gonna create
kind of
the D'Lo and KC streaming service.
Everybody got a wart.
Every single one of them. What a disaster this show was. It was so bad, we're just ending it. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Beginning at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Porsche.